they're on this island. You're like, wait, they just have gums. Like, how the heck are they chewing food? Well, he had one pair of stainless steel teeth, and they would share the teeth. So he would like give it to her and be like, okay, you chew your meal. And then she's done eating. So they just, they pass the teeth back and forth. You're sharing what? Your teeth. Hi, it's Jasmine.
It's Haley.
And welcome back to Cults, Conspiracies,
and Other Creepies.
This is our anniversary episode, our 10th episode.
Can I talk about something real fast?
Yes.
I'm going to talk about my ghost cat tattoo I got recently.
Oh, yes. Wait, didn't you already talk about that?
No, I don't think I... Wait, I did, but...
I think you did.
But if you haven't checked it out, please, please see it.
Yes, like, it's on our Instagram story. I'm pretty sure we mentioned it because I was actually listening to our episodes earlier today, like just like reminiscing.
Okay, I like my ghost cat. It's a ghost cat.
Okay, and I wanted for this 10th episode, I know I texted you about it earlier, I wanted to do something special and I wanted to make like a little collage of like inside jokes and quotes from our podcast, but I ran out of time because I realized why podcasters are usually in their 30s because they have their life more together. And doing a podcast while you're in college is not a good idea because I am stressed.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jasmine. If you haven't already realized, my notes are very last minute.
Okay, I'm good at the notes part, but just like everything going on at once. You know what I'm saying?
Me as a note, okay? What will happen to me, like, hey, we're recording this day, right?
And then Haley's like, oop.
And then I'm like, okay, well, I have a week. Okay, well, I'll do it like 2 days before. Oh, I'll do it the night before. Oh, I'll do it like an hour before.
That's college. It's procrastination.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do the research like a really long time in advance because I get super excited about a topic, but then like I forget about it and then I'm like, oh, I need to look over it because I don't know what I'm talking about now. And then it's just a mess, you know, college and life and
our college kids. Like we are freshmen in college. We aren't like seniors. We're
so
not
we don't know
juniors.
What we're doing even more than other college
we
kids.
We are entering college. Like we are the tip of the iceberg in college. And this will be rough through the years if we still have this podcast because, like, oh, we are a mess already. But, yeah, no, I totally don't. I envy other podcasters that are, like, in their 30s and they're like, oh, I have a cup of wine and I only have to worry about my job. And you're like, well, I have a job, college, family, and friends. And boyfriend, and just, I want to die.
Yes, this is a busy time of life. We're like in a hurricane. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm in a hurricane, and just, there's assignments in the air that I haven't done. And then there's like crazy professors who like say super vague things, and they expect me to know what they're saying. And then it's just like, no, no.
And then one day you'll see the like little eye, and it's everything peaceful. And then it's like, 1 second, you're like, okay, I'm dead.
Yes, basically, that's life. Okay. But today, for our 10th episode, we're doing something kind of different. We're kind of switching roles.
Before we begin, the last episode, I was supposed to be doing a...
Paranormal,
but with me being a procrastinator and me being forgetful and me just being a lot, I somehow got confused and did true crime, so we're gonna
so there's like extra true crime because I'm doing a true crime today even though Haley usually does true crime because we're like switching it. She's doing a conspiracy, I'm doing true crime, so you're getting a lot of true crime, like three in a row, so I'm sorry about that, but also it's good because we got some good stories.
I'm sorry.
So how is this working? Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Or
I will go first because you start, so I got your topic, so I'm
yeah,
gonna start first.
So Haley's going first.
We are going to talk about the Mandela effect.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love the Mandela effect. Like, I feel like it's a lot of people know about it too. Like, it's not an unknown conspiracy.
But it's very just weird in the way, like,
trippy.
Berenstein.
Yeah, that's kind of what started it, honestly. Or, like, what gets a lot of people talking is the Berenstain.
yeah, that's how most people recognize it. But actually, a lot of it is actually what's named after Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, because people thought he died.
But yeah, no, it's just very, there's so many like small conspiracies around it. One is alternate realities or universes. And what will happen is, supposedly the universe we're on right now, something will happen, it kind of goes glitch, and they'll reverse it, like go back to normal. But then there's that one change that we're like, oh, well it was this, but now it's what?
Kind of thing. Like alternate universe, kind of like butterfly effect, like one thing causes another thing to happen.
It's not even that, it's like not that kind of thing, but it's like, we, okay, so I am going to show Jasmine by putting my hands by each other. What will happen is, so I'm going to move my left hand towards my right hand, and it kind of goes,
like, oh, it kind of bounces off.
Yeah, it's kind of goes like goes into and then goes back out.
Like, okay, so it's like time has a little.
Yeah, it kind of like glitches.
A glitch in the system. Basically, that's what the Mandela effect is.
Basically, someone kind of did it towards Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah.
That's what I kind of was like, this could be an all fake reality too. And just like people just kind of messing with their minds. But there's so many, like the Chick-fil-A sign, like the K or no K.
Oh, yeah.
Sex in the city.
Sex and the city. Which one is it actually? I don't even know. Is it and?
I think it's and.
But okay. I always thought it was like Sex in the City, though.
No, it's Sex and the... Oh, yeah. And Luke, I am your father. No, the actual quote is, no, I am your father.
Yeah, that's a really trippy one because people say that all the time. Like, there's t-shirts with that quote on it.
But actually, it's another one. I don't think a lot of people more talk about this one. But, you know, the evil witch off of Snow White, how she says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Yeah, and it's actually magic mirror on the wall.
Just things like that.
So it's basically like when a person, like a huge group of people, remembers something differently than what it actually is.
What they also think is like sometimes in history, will kind of, they mess with history too or something like that. With some things, it was like this astronaut in Russia supposedly got left on the moon, but actually he died, but they covered it up. And so it looked like he was just on the moon, never came back.
Ooh.
So yeah.
That's
so,
intriguing.
Yeah. So some of them is that, some of them is saying we're just messing with history, and that's why we're so confused, is because we don't realize. Other ones are fake memories, just overall just our main,
like people think we just like remember something different, and then a whole group of people remember it differently.
Like you can hear something wrong and but remember it your whole life as that. And
because with the Sex in the City, Sex in the City, like you could just kind of slur it together a little.
And Bernstein Bears Sign, because in the song, listening to other podcasts, they played the Bernstein Bears Sign theme song, and the person who sang it was having a southern twang, and it kind of sounded like one or the other, depending on what you're focused on.
Yeah, exactly.
And just kind of that, and it's such things they don't want you know. That's the podcast, I'm pretty sure, that said this. I'm gonna give them credit to them, but they said that with like memories, like it's like telephone with memories. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna remember this. Next time you remember it, it's just a memory of a memory.
Yeah, memories are like that though. You only remember really small things.
What you remember, it's basically
you fill in the gaps of your memory, basically, with what you think it would be.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, let's say I have a memory of when I was wearing a red t-shirt, eating popcorn, and I said small, but the next memory, I was like, no, it was a large. Like, and then next memory, I go, oh yeah, I was wearing a pink shirt, eating a large popcorn. Like
it just changes a little bit.
Just how our brain works and just processes information. But yeah, no, the one thing is, how do you explain everyone?
Yeah, because it's like a large amount of people.
And they even said also it was very Americanized too, where there's not a lot of history. There's not a lot of like actual history events, or there's not a lot of places outside the United States we talk about it
that experienced the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't really ever hear it, do you? Like of like
no,
any
not
other...
really.
I'm like, I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, they're
I mean Nelson Mandela, he was the South like African president.
But other than that, like you don't ever hear of any like other Mandela effects outside the country. But it could be because we're American and we don't understand. We're kind of like, because within other within countries, we kind of have our own like thing of, oh, well, we understand this and like this is how we live our life and this is what we live and like what we do and signs we see every day. So someone else in another country might see the same. Maybe they're talking about Mandela effects, but we don't hear because we don't understand.
We don't understand their culture, sure. So we can't understand like what people remember and what it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Isn't there another theory with the Mandela effect that it happened because like maybe time travelers went back and changed something
yes,
little
yeah.
and it caused it to change?
Yeah, time travel is another big thing. Just kind of saying like, hey, what happened was, okay, this little thing happened. So now in the future, but some people were stuck on the past, kind of like remembering. It's just a very complicated thing. It's not okay. This theory is not complicated, but it's complicated when you get really
yeah,
down into
like
it.
When you start diving into it. Like overall, it's really basically just people remembering something different than it actually is. That's like, all it is, really. But then when you think about it,
and then arguments too with Anna, one's like, okay, well, I could remember something incorrectly, but how did these other people did to exactly what I misremembered?
Yeah, there's a few like little proof things if you look around. Like I saw one YouTube video a long time ago. It was the Sex and the City, Sex and the City, and I still don't know which one's the real one. Like maybe we should look that up, but whichever one is not the real one, someone found a perfume bottle with that name on it.
Yeah,
so it could have just been like a knockoff foreign one and they got it wrong. Yeah. But also that was just kind of fishy, you know.
And that's the thing too, is like some of like they said, like, just history, like, and some, it could be so small that you couldn't really see the Mandela effect. But it is, the actor who played Willy Wonka in the first Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. That Mandela effect, a big thing when, because some people's like, wait, he already died. Like, why are you, like, posting rest in peace when he's already dead? Like, so they bring up like posts from like other like back when 2 years ago. Remember that whole deal?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of things with like celebrities dying and people like either thinking like they're dead and they're actually like, alive or thinking like
they're alive
and they just died, but they died a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just very very like brand movies, TV, more those kind of things.
It's more pop culture things that get misremembered, it seems.
I think also it's because they're so in our face all the time that either we could just be all like misremember them, or we can notice the changes more because we see them in our everyday lives, so we could see the little smaller mistakes because we see them every day.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, it's just, you could, like, see it and you hear it that way, like Berenstain Bears. Like, you just hear it a certain way, so you assume that's the way it's spelled.
Or, kind of what I'm saying is, like, okay, so I go my whole life saying Berenstain Bears, and then someone says Berenstain, and you're like, wait, why did they say that?
Wait, is it actually Berenstain, though?
I think it's with an E.
I thought it was with an A, and like people think it's with an E. See, this is the thing about the Mandela. You remember it one way, and then you know it's a different way, but then you just can't remember which way is the correct way, and then it just gets in your head.
Yeah, no. Because I don't have it right now. I haven't really. I got confused myself saying Berenstain.
I know a way we can solve this. Everyone in the world who owns Berenstain, I don't care what it is. If you own these books, or if you own Sex and the City, Sex and the City stuff, whatever, let's put it all in one room and then we can look through it and we'll figure out what is going on.
You know what I just realized? Okay, what if there was a Berenstain book published in the same year? So you can't go, wait, okay, so I think they maybe changed the name because all these books that say Berenstain been for this year, and then after this year is Berenstain. But if it was the same year, then that's just...
And also, if a time traveler, like if that theory's right, if a time traveler somehow changed it, like people, that's why people would remember it that way.
Yes.
But when they change it, it would change like all the merchandise, because then it has technically always been that way. Yeah. But then also, if they changed it and it's technically always been that way, then those people should still remember it that way. I don't know what's going on.
Do you remember the case where it was a guy at the airport and he was from this country and it never existed?
I talked about that in the time travel. Yeah.
And what if that was one of the Mandela effect? Like, he came in time where, and like,
maybe he's responsible. Let's get him.
But no, like, that's kind of a Mandela effect upon itself. Like, he remembered it and like, he was like, well, like,
he's like, no, I'm from this country. And they're like, no, it doesn't exist.
Maybe that was a glitch. Maybe he accidentally went to an alternate universe and time traveled.
Yeah, I think he's definitely was from a different universe or dimension, because
if you think about it more that way, in that terms of not him time traveling, but traveling through an alternate dimension where it was the same thing, but that country didn't exist or existed.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a better case for the Mandela effect, and also why he said, I'm from this country, rather than time traveling. Because if he was time traveling, he wouldn't know. He was trying to have traveling. I just figured this all out.
If you haven't heard the episode on time travel, go listen to it. It's called like Time Travel in the Cosplaying Murderer or something like that. So definitely give that a listen so you know what we're talking about.
But no, that makes perfect more sense than time traveling, because if he was time traveling, he would know.
Yeah, no, people either think it was time travel or it was alternate dimension.
I totally alternate dimensions. And that also plays the Mandela effect. Like, if he knew, like, because that would be such a hiccup. Okay, like, just, okay, well, he went to this alternate universe without realizing it. And then it just kind of glitched back together. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I believe the Mandela effect. I believe he was in an alternate universe without realizing it.
I agree, too. I think Mandela effect is real. Come fight us. And even if it's, like, not real, like, even if it's not because of time traveler, it's still a bunch of people misremembering something. So it's still, like, a real thing. Because it's, like, a real thing that's happening.
just gonna make this comment. By the way, conspiracies can be more realistic than just time travel and Mandela effect and all these outrageous quotation marks conspiracies. Like
there's conspiracies are just us questioning what people say is true. Like there's nothing wrong with questioning. Like people always think conspiracies. Oh, you're crazy. You don't think the moon landing's real. Like, no, like, there's like evidence for that, but we can still question it if you want to. Like, it doesn't mean we necessarily believe it. It just means we're looking into other options.
Yes. Just want to get that clarified.
Yes.
Because I feel like we're sounding crazy by like, but it's like a conspiracy that like iPhone's going to be,
like iPhones will have a monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not like, even conspiracy. That's like truth.
But like saying something like that, or like, oh, I
like Disney, they have a monopoly, that's even more true.
Yeah, like stuff like that, just saying like, oh, well, I believe the paper companies are going to die in 50 years. Well, now that's like saying but like, I believe mugs are, I don't know what I'm saying now, I'm just trying to think of ones that are realistic, because I'm all over the like crazy ones.
But yeah, all right, is that the Mandela effect?
I
we could go on forever, but we probably should talk about my topic now.
Yeah,
Okay, but I'm doing a true crime this time. And this is a different true crime. No one's really heard of this, but it's super interesting. It has me super shook, and I hope it will have Haley shook too.
I have not heard of this. Jasmine gave me kind of a very brief...
Yes, I'm talking about the Galapagos Affair, and basically I'll give you a little synopsis of it. So if you've ever seen Gilligan's Island, or you've ever seen like movies or shows where like there's a bunch of people on an island, like a really uninhabited island, and like stuff goes wrong between conflicts, that's kind of this, but in real life.
It's kind of like the ironic, like,
it's like a real life drama
island. It's like, how many like deserted islands are there really in the world that you everyone just comes upon one where there's nothing?
Yeah, exactly. So this took place in 1929. This is like the start of our story. There's a German doctor, Friedrich Rieder, and he was a doctor, and one of his patients, Dor Starch, might have said that wrong, but they're German. I'm horrible at German names, so sorry if we have any German listeners. But they were both married to other people. He was treating her for multiple sclerosis. I probably am still saying that wrong, but I tried to pronounce it right. I'm so sorry. But he was treating her for that. And then he was like, both of them hated domestic life. They hated the life they were living in Germany. And they hated just being in society, kind of. So he was like, hey, let's go to the Galapagos Islands, which, if you don't know where that is, it's a cluster of islands off of Ecuador, off the coast of it, like pretty far off the coast of it, though. So he's like, hey, let's go here. There's an island out here that's uninhabited. Let's just start a new life out here. So both of them leave their own families that they already have, just go with each other to an island called Floriana. And he was actually 15 years older than her, by the way. So that's good to note. But they bonded over their hate for just domestic life, and they moved out to Floriana together. She still had a lot of health problems with her multiple sclerosis, and he was like, oh, it's okay, you can overcome it with willpower, which is not true. But before they went to the island, he ripped out all of his teeth because he wanted to toughen up his gums because they were going to be living in the wild. So he ripped out all his teeth, but he didn't rip her teeth out. So once they got to the island, her teeth rotted out. And he had to pull them out with garden pliers because that's all they had on the island. Oh. So you may be wondering, these teethless people on this remote island, only these two, it was just them two on the island, this little uninhabited island, which is a beautiful island, by the way, Floriana. But they're on this island. You're like, wait, they just have gums. Like, how the heck are they chewing food? Well, he had one pair of stainless steel teeth. And they would share the teeth. So he would like give it to her and be like, okay, you chew your meal. And then she's done eating. So they pass the teeth back and forth. You're sharing your teeth.
Okay. First of all, okay, he kind of had a good idea. At first I was like, wow, that's stupid. But now I'm realizing, why couldn't they just buy two sets of them?
They just had one set of teeth. It was a DIY pair of teeth. He made it himself. So it wasn't like a actually real pair of teeth. Like, he made it himself. But apparently it worked because they were vegetarians and they ate a lot of, you know, fibrous things. So apparently it worked and they were able to chew their food. But yeah, they were very strict vegetarians and they decided to be vegetarians on the island. They made their home out of volcanic rock and twisted wood. And I'm just so impressed by them. Like, they basically created their own, like, house here. They had their own water for a little shower, even though water was super scarce on the island. They never wore clothing. They were like, people called them the modern day Adam and Eve, like in newspapers at the time. Like, people were just fascinated by these just two people, two Germans who just up and left Germany, went to this island with like nothing. And they just went out with a mule. They had a mule, and that was basically it. Though they did kind of rely on sailors a little bit, like now and then sailors would come in to ports and they would give them like chocolate and like few different items. But for the most part, they were very, very self-sufficient. So yeah, there was also one place called Post Office Bay, and that is where they would get like their mail. So mail would be dropped off there like once every like 2 weeks or so. So they're living on this island. And then guess what? The Whitmers come. So this is another family. It was Heinz, Margaret, their son Henry, and she was pregnant. She was 5 months pregnant when they came to this island. And they were kind of the same. They were like Germans, I think. And they just decided, oh, let's move to Floriana. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. And the reason they came there is because they're like, oh, Dr. Ritter, he's a doctor. He can help deliver the baby if there's any complications. And Dr. Ritter was like, no, I hate you guys. I want to be by myself. I will never help you. So he made them live all the way across on the other side of the island in like old pirate coves, because pirates used to live on Floriana and they had these little caves that they would live in. So the Whitmers lived in these little caves, like the opposite side of the island from the Ritters. So they weren't friendly neighbors, even though they're the only two people on this island. They weren't friendly neighbors at all.
You mean groups? Because there was...
Yeah, they're groups. So just the two families. If you can even like call Dr. Ritter and Dor a family, they were just living together basically. But anyway, she was 5 months pregnant and she ended up having birth complications. Like she was about to die. And finally, Dr. Ritter came and he helped her like last minute, very reluctantly, but he did help her. So we got to give him some credit there because she would have died if he wasn't there. So she had that son. Actually, I think she had the son, Harry. She didn't come with the son, but the son was the one that she had on the island named Harry. And then we get our third group coming in. So this is where all the conflict happens. So there already was some conflict because they were just, Dr. Ritter really wanted to be isolated from everyone. So whenever this other family comes in, you know, there's kind of some tension. Yeah. Like he wanted no one else on the island.
The whole purpose of him getting off the island, I mean, going on this island was to get away from everyone. So like,
yeah, to get isolated and just to live self-sufficiently, like, kind of old-timey. Is that a thing to say, old-timey? Yeah. But yeah, so now a young Austrian woman named Eloise de Wagner Busquet, and there's another one in there, but I'm not going to try to pronounce that. She's called the Baroness. So she's like this very rich Austrian woman. She's basically like a princess. And she comes with two men, not one man, but two men. And the men's names were Rudolf Lorenz and Robert Philipson. And people called them her two lovers. So she had these two men with her. And the reason she came to the island is because she wanted to establish a huge, grand resort on the island. And obviously, the other two families did not want this because they wanted to be isolated. And she was going to call the island the Hacienda Paradiso, which is House of Paradise. And she is just a character. Like, she would always wear these super skimpy outfits, like just, or no outfit at all. And she would carry around a pistol and she would wave at all the ships that would pass by. And she is just really wild. She also shot a visitor on a hunting trip once because people would come and visit the island because they're super fascinated by all these people. And she accidentally shot this person. She just shot them. And she said, that was an accident. But people were like, oh, was it really an accident, though? She actually shot a lot of animals, too. And then she would nurse them back to health. Like, she's just a wild woman. And she also carried around, oh, I forgot, she had a whip and a pistol. And so she would have a whip on one side and a pistol on the other side. But she was just wild, and she had these two men with her, but she was horrible toward Lorenza. So Lorenz, he was like kind of, you know, the wimpy guy, like kind of the scared guy, and she would make Philipson beat him up all the time. And then Lorenz would run to the Whitmers and like cry, and he was like, oh, she's beating me, help, 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 she's beating me. And then he would end up going back to her. So it was just, she was very abusive to Lorenz. Her and Philipson were both abusive to him. And the Whitmers knew about this, and this is good to keep a note of. But she also called herself the Empress of Floriana, and the Whitmers actually really hated her, first because she always beat up Lorenz, but also apparently she stole their boat, she stole their rice, she stole their land. But this is all like taken from Mrs. Whitmer's like diary, so it could be biased, but they did not have a good relationship with her. And the Ritter and Dor did not like her either, but the Whitmers really did not like her. So both of the families thought she was going through their mail and spreading lies to them, to the media, through like their one post office area. And she actually always carried around this book too, The Picture of Dorian Gray. So that's good to keep a note of. And she also made a movie while she was on the island. It was just like a 4-minute movie. And it was basically her acting like a pirate. It's really funny if you can find it online. This is where it gets a little wild. This is where all the drama, all the tea goes down. So let's see if I can find the date. March 27th, 1934, the Baroness and Philipson disappeared off of this remote island. They just vanished, which this is a tiny island. There's no way on and off, and they just disappeared. And a few days before this, Dor heard a scream. Her and Dr. Reader both heard a long shriek and two pistols being fired. And they just thought it was weird. They thought maybe it was a hunting trip, you know, they didn't know. 2 days later, Lorenz showed up to like Dr. Ritter and Dor, and he told them like, hey, it's okay, I've like finally solved this, like she's not beating me up anymore, it's okay. But then he comes back a few more days later, but he comes back with the Whitmers this time, and they like kind of explain this whole story of what happened and why the Baroness and Philipson have disappeared all of a sudden, and why there is this shriek and why there is this gunshot and all this weird stuff. And they say that she just up and left with Philipson on a yacht and they went to Tahiti. But there was no yacht at the time on the island. And also in Tahiti, there's no record of them whatsoever. So super sketchy. Dr. Reader actually said he thought Heinz Whitmer killed the Baroness and Philipson, but then also some people think Lorenz killed the Baroness and Philipson because he was being beat up by them. So right after they tell them that they went to Tahiti, and everyone's kind of suspicious, or at least Dr. Ritter and Dor are, because they think the Whitmers are in on it. Then, all of a sudden, Lorenz is like, I need to get back to Germany. So he hops on a boat, and then he disappears. Yeah, and then he's found a few months later, mummified on a beach. Because the boat, it was like rough waters, and the sea took it to this island, and then they died of thirst because there was no water on the island. So, yeah, he ended up dying because rough seas and dehydration, but... It's just crazy. And then guess who else dies? Dr. Ritter. Because they were vegetarians, but there was a drought on the island, so they decided to eat chicken because there's no other food. He eats the chicken, it's poisoned, and he dies. And as he's dying, he curses Dor, the woman he's with, and he says, I curse you with my dying breath. Because he thinks that she poisoned him. Yeah, I'm like, this is whole just wild. So actually, Margaret Whitmer is where we got a lot of this story from. She wrote a lot about this, but also Dor Starch wrote a book. So both of them wrote books, and that's kind of where we get our story. And after Dr. Ritter died and Lorenz died and the other two disappeared, the Baroness and the Philipson, who we still don't know to this day what happened to them, but you can kind of guess it was Lorenz and the Whitmers who kind of conspired, because they all hated her. And there's no way she left to Tahiti, because she left all her stuff behind, and she left the book behind that she took with her everywhere. Yeah, the whole story is just crazy, and both of them all denied everything. They were like, the Whitmer to her grave. She denied. She was like, no, I did not help Lorenz kill them. No, nothing happened. No.
I like how you phrased it. I did not help them kill her.
Yeah.
She did not say she's not dead. She's not saying anything. She just said, I didn't help them.
Yeah, but she also dropped hints a lot up until her death in 2000. She dropped a lot of hints that she knew more than she was letting on. And Dor always thought that Lorenz killed the Baroness and Philipson, and then the Whitmers helped cover it up. Like, that was her side of the story. And that's what I think is true. We still don't know what the heck happened with Dr. Ritter, like, with him and the poison chicken. I don't know why Dor would kill him. Also, they hated each other a little bit, but...
What I kind of get to is you are... or whatever, mm-hmm. Vegan.
Yeah.
So going from vegetarian to meat so fast, too, your body doesn't know what to do. Like,
yeah, and also, maybe they didn't cook it enough, because it could maybe part of it. But they ate the same chicken. They both ate the same chicken. So it's like, why did he die and why did she not die? Because Margaret Whitmer thinks that Dor killed him. She thinks he killed... or. There's so much going on here. Mrs. Whitmer thinks Dor killed Dr. Ritter. And then Dor thinks that Margaret and her husband helped kill the Philipson and Lorenz.
Oh my God.
Or not Lorenz.
This is
the
like
Baroness.
A soap opera.
I know, it's like a soap opera, and you can't believe that it's true. But this is the whole story. It's crazy just how on one island, only three groups of people, and just so much can happen in conflict.
I have questions, because first of all, how far away is the island from Germany and all that?
Okay, well, Ecuador is in South America, and this is off the coast of South America, so it's really far away.
That's why... Then second of all, how did all three of them were like, oh, I'm going to go to this island?
Because it was super publicized, like whenever Dr. Ritter and Dor, first two came there.
But I get that. But I was like, first of all, if I wanted to go to an island with like nothing, I would go to my own island.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. The first two wanted, but the Whitmers wanted to be on that island because she was pregnant, you know, and she wanted the doctor there. But I don't know why they. I don't know. These people are wild.
That's what I'm saying. I go, then the post office? How did they get a post office in the island?
It's just, it's called Post Office Bay, and they just have one little mailbox there that boats will bring them mail.
Okay, that makes a little more
sense.
And
also, like, ships would go out of their way to see the Baroness, because, you know, she was always scandalous. Yeah. But it's just...
So many questions. So many.
I know. Just... How shook are you?
7 or 8.
7 or 8. That's the highest we've gotten. Because this one, it just seems like a soap opera and you can't believe it's real.
I'm just like, I'm not like, okay. I will probably never be as shook ever. Probably. Going back to the last episode when I was talking about the toy box killer, I had no, like, I was like, oh, what is this? And I was listening to it and like, I was walking on campus and all of a sudden I stopped. My jaw just dropped. I go, oh my God. Oh, what? What did he say? What did he just say? And like, I'm just like, mind blown. I was shook to a 10. So if you want to look up that case, it's very, very, very explicit, but it will shock you to your core.
This is like, it's not necessarily graphic, it's just shocking because it's kind of funny like how everything works
this
out.
Is that's what I'm saying. I go, I don't think I'll ever be like, this is, that's why I scored so high, is because I'm shocked, not because of like, oh my God wise, but like, wow, just how funny.
Yeah. Oh, also, it's a documentary called what's it called? It's called the Galapagos Affair. Like, that's what this whole ordeal is called on the island of Floriana. So look up that documentary, the Galapagos Affair, because it's really good. It has the Baroness, that little film she made, is in it. And it's super funny. Highly recommend. Really good. And yeah, that is our 10th episode.
Yay.
I'm so happy that we made it this far, Haley.
I am too.
But yeah, thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you.
Make sure to check out our Instagram, Cults, Conspiracies, Creepies. and follow us, like us, you know, all that.
You can please
stuff.
You can DM us. You can comment.
DM us. Yes.
Yeah. Everything. This is the only social media we have because we do not know how to work Facebook. And
still working on that.
Yeah. Twitter is being stupid.
Twitter is being stupid. I'm going to try to start a Twitter again and just pray that Twitter stops thinking I'm a robot. I'm not a robot, Twitter. Like, I don't want to know. And then it doesn't even give me a chance to say I'm not a robot. It just says I am a robot. Like, it doesn't give me all the squiggly letters, you know, the little weird E. Yeah. And it's like, what is this? You're a robot. You shouldn't know what this is. It is an E. And I'm like, yes, it is an E. I am not a robot.
Let's end it before Jasmine goes crazy.
Yeah, I'm already going crazy. I need food. I need some salsa. I need some life.
I need some Chinese food right now.
Let's get both.
Yes.
Oh, we're talking about food. Bye, guys.
Bye.